Chris.
We're up into space now in a tremendous piece of forensic work that means that scientists can pinpoint to within a week or so when two asteroids collided. Now, the story goes back to January of this year, 2010, when a system called LINEAR, which stands for the Lincoln Near-Earth Asteroid Research Study, which is a robotic scan of the sky, spotted this bizarre object up in the asteroid belt. Now, to all intents and purposes, it looked and behaved just like a comet. So it had a big long tail, about 200,000 kilometres long, and it was moving in the orbit of the asteroid belt. Now, that was a bit strange, because most comets come from deep space and they don't tend to orbit in the inner solar system like that. But it did have this big tail. One other slight strange thing, though, was that it didn't have any centre or nucleus, which most comets do have. So, on the one hand, it did fit with being a comet. On the other hand, it didn't. And so scientists have since been studying this in some detail to try and work out exactly what it is. Now we know. There are two lovely papers in the journal Nature this week. One of them is by Colin Snodgrass, who's at the Max Planck Institute for Solar System Research in Germany. And the other is a guy called David Jewett, who's at UCLA. And the two of them have used two different approaches to study this object. David Jewett and his group turned the Hubble Space Telescope to look at it. And what they saw was an object about 120 metres across with this tail extending behind it. What the other group, Colin Snodgrass and his colleagues, saw was actually done using the Rosetta mission, which is, ironically, a probe which was launched from Earth in 2004 to go and look at another comet. And because it's now out beyond the orbit of Mars, it could look back at this particular comet, or whatever it was, from a very different angle than Hubble, meaning that you were looking at it from two different directions, which would enable researchers to confine the parameters of what they were seeing much more closely. What that analysis revealed was that this was not a comet at all. What it was the proceeds of a big cosmic collision. What had actually happened is that one large asteroid, probably about 120 metres across, had gone barreling into a much smaller object, probably about 3 to 5 metres across. The two had struck, and the debris that was liberated during that impact was then streaming out behind the asteroid, producing the tail that fooled people into thinking it was some kind of comet. What's really intriguing, though, is that researchers have been able to use how much the debris has spread out in that tail to work out when this collision occurred. The 10th of February 2009, give or take a week. And the way they know that is that the particles of dust can be seen to be moving because of photon pressure. So when light from the sun hits those particles, it causes them to spread out and move a certain amount. And obviously the small ones move a bit further than the big ones. But you can work out, therefore, how much light must be impacting on them and for how long to be moving the particles relative to each other. And that tells you when they must have been liberated from their parent body. And that's how the researchers have been able to wind back the clock to February of last year. Now, this is in itself a wonderful example of cosmic forensics. On the one hand, it tells us and pays homage to quite how good the observations and instruments we've now got to make measurements that are incredibly precise, even millions of miles from Earth. But the other is that it does inform our understanding of worlds and solar systems other than our own, because many distant stars and systems are surrounded by disks of gas and dust. And understanding where that dust comes from will help to constrain our understanding of the formation of those different distant systems, and therefore understand a little bit more about what might be in them. So it is a very exciting discovery because it advances our knowledge not just of this solar system, but of other systems many, many light years away.